This is the Sunday with Yasi Koti on the Boston Free Radio.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
How are you doing, everybody? A good morning, or maybe it's a good night, wherever you may be. Today, I want to tell you a bit of a dream that I had last night. I was walking with Gustave, and we were walking into a house, and I look up into the skies, and I see these immaculate clouds of gray and matters. And I say, Gustave, check out the clouds. And when we look up, if you can imagine, maybe a see-through garden hose engulfed in smoke. Well, this garden hose was wrapped around this cloud like a snake, slithering around it. And I know Gustave, he loves the snakes. And we stared at it in astonishment. And by the time I break my eyes, it's like the clouds have gone away, revealing a spaceship. Now this spaceship, to me, looked like a cardboard spaceship that a little 2-year-old or 3-year-old might make, with the Sharpie marker windows and X's and O's. And you think, oh, how cute. This little, well, big and grandmas spaceship toy. But it was real. And the next thing you know, it was down on the ground. And it was peering into the houses of others, demolishing the roofs and sniffing around like a dog for people. I don't know what it was going to do with these people. If it was going to eat them, or turn them into alien zombies, or just kill them. I have no idea. And so I say to Gustav, run! Run into the house! We must stick together and not leave each other. So we run into the house. But yeah, we don't know if we should run into the house or run away, because this alien life form was ripping the roofs off everybody's houses looking for the people inside. And so we run into the house and out the back door, and I see Crow Dog. And he's about to run away, and I was like, Crow Dog, we have to stick together. And next thing you know, the alien walks over us, and it goes a few houses down, and we thought we were safe. Everybody who had passed thought they were safe. And there's millions of people looking at this alien robot monster. monster ripping off the roofs of the houses, and it turns around, and everybody screams and runs, scattering in chaos. And then the monster turns around, and we did not know what to do. And I was like, stick together, but Crow Dog, he just leave. I don't know where he goes, and I can never find him. But me and Gustave, we run into the house, and we're safe. But Crow Dog is nowhere to be found. And then I don't know what happened, and next thing you know, there's these flies. And the flies come. And they're like mosquitoes because they land on your neck and they start sucking your blood or injecting themselves into you. And these people who get taken over by the flies, they turn into zombies. But one lands on my neck and I grasp it in my hand and I squash it. But little do I know, when the fly blood hits the air, it regenerates itself and starts over again. And so there's no killing these flies or alien beings that want to take over. And so we've tried to find ways to capture them by wadding them up in paper and taping it. And next thing you know, there's just big wads of paper just flying all over the place with flies inside. And nobody knows what's going on, so some people, they grab these papers and out comes the fly. And they just suck and inject their life forms into these people. And these people, I don't know if they die. I don't know what happens. Or maybe they turn into the ghost. Which brings me to our hot topic today. Ghost. Now, I don't know how many people have ever seen ghosts. It's a pretty good movie from what I hear. I don't know. Like today we're gonna watch it. It stars Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg. You can call me. My number is 647. 617, is that what I said? I forget. Anyway, the number that you can reach me and we can talk about the movie Ghost. It's 617-454-4237. There's operators and ghosts ready to take your call. Ready. Now waiting. Became a ghost. She had a seizure, unfortunately. She was doing those whippets at a party. Do you know those, what the whippets are? It's when you take those those cans of the whipping cream and you inhale. I only know what the dustits are, not the whippets. But she whipped it real good. But fortunately, she's still around with us today. Here's one of my favorite scenes.
What do you think you're doing to me? Hey, look, if you think I come all the way down here for my help, you're out of your mind.
Sam's dead.
Okay? He's dead.
Tell her I love her.
He says he loves you. Sam would never say that.
Ditto. Tell her ditto.
That was ditto.
What the hell is ditto? Oh, Demi Moore is stopping. Sam's looking at her, which is Patrick Swayze. And she's turning around to Patrick Swayze. Well, actually, she's looking at Whoopi, because she can't see Sam because he's a ghost. And that's all I see for that one. That was amazing. I think it was that movie that made the phrase ditto really popular. I know sometimes when I have loved ones, I just say ditto. And that means I love you.
Cute. White, but cute.
Whoopi's looking at a picture of Patrick and Demi.
Why is he still here? He's stuck, that's what it is. He's in between worlds. You know what happens sometimes? The spirit gets yanked out so quick that the essence still feels like it has work to do on here.
That's how the flies were in my dream.
I'm rambling. I'm just answering a question. He's got an attitude.
I don't have an attitude.
Yes, you do have an attitude. We had a little discussion.
This
if you
really
didn't
confusing.
Have an attitude, you would not have raised your voice to me now, would you?
Especially if you
don't
you see
goddamn it, don't you take the Lord's name in vain with me. You understand? I don't take
don't
that.
You relax.
Man. No, you relax. You're the dead guy. You want me to help you? You better apologize.
Whoopi's looking at Whoopi like she's crazy.
I'm leaving. Nobody talks to me like that. You understand me? Now you better apologize.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay? Now would you sit down? Please? I need you to tell Molly what I'm saying.
Demi's looking at Whoopi like she's crazy.
Word for word.
Yes. He wants me to tell you what he's saying word for word.
This is where Otome demands the respect.
Molly, you're in danger.
Now you can't just blurt it out like that and quit moving around, will you? Because you're starting to make me dizzy. I'll just tell her in my own way. Molly, you in danger, girl. What are you talking about?
I know the man who killed me.
He knows the man who killed
me. His name is Willie Lopez, and I know where he lives.
His name is Willie Lopez. He's Puerto Rican. He knows where he lives.
Write it down.
How does all of them know that Willie Lopez is Puerto Rican?
Just do it!
That's what I don't understand.
He's so testy.
It's so crazy. So, if you have a favorite scene you would like me to play from the movie Ghost, you can call me. We have a caller right now. Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, Yachty.
Hello,
Yachty.
Hello, caller. How are you today?
I'm just very happy that you're watching my favorite movie, Ghost.
Yes, yes, caller. I'm glad that you like this movie as well.
That movie was so influential to me in my life. You know what I mean? I mean, I learned how to love watching that movie, Yachty.
Yes, did you love while making clay pots with your lover?
Yeah, that's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't make clay pots, but I did learn how to make milkshakes with my ladies.
Oh, that's very good.
Well, you must say the same thing, you know, the car is spinning and chopping.
Yes, yes. And what kind of milkshakes do you make?
Well, that's for sure, that's for sure.
Yes, yes.
I don't understand who you have these, Willie Lopez. I mean, come on, why does the guy have to be Puerto Rican?
Yes, Carter. I know, and how does she know that he's Puerto Rican?
Well, I know he could have just been, I don't know, man.
He could have been
something else, or the dark skin something else, right?
Yeah, he could have even been European for all we know. Maybe he changed his name.
Sometimes I wish I was a ghost, Yati.
Yes, eventually, we will all be ghosts. That is inevitable. But who knows?
What do you find so special about this film, Yossi?
Well, Carter, it was just about that dream that I had that I told you about. It just reminded me of the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This little boy I'm with just found some lunch boxes here.
Oh, yes, Carter. That's amazing. You can eat lunch and watch the movie Ghosts at the same time.
Oh boy, he's gonna grab all three of them at the same time.
Yes, maybe those were never meant to be found until a later date. I don't know if it's lunchtime where you are or not. Tell me, Carlo, what is your favorite scene in the movie of Ghost? And I could play it.
That's it. Funny you should ask. There's only one real clear song that I remember actually listening to when I was watching that song. It's the one by the Righteous Brothers.
Yes. How does it go, Carlo?
Remember you so lonely. I really hope to hear you discuss the scene with the man who trains Patrick Swayze to become a ghost. The man who was served by the subway train.
Yes, Carter, I will play that for us. I will play that for us right now because it's a very important scene in my movie.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I'll see you later. Right
thank
now.
You, Carter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need your love. I need. They're trying to cue the movie. Patrick Swayze is looking for a ghost to help train him. Unfortunately, this man died 10 years ago of a heart attack. And Patrick Swayze is dead as well.
Show me how you do that. I want to
learn. It's like we're watching ghosts.
No. Get
off. He's pushing him. And they're both ghosts.
Stubborn asshole!
And they're ghosts in reality as well, which makes it even more interesting. Very, very interesting. I know there's more ghost training. I want to see if I can have my people queued it up. Because it's a very popular scene.
You gotta take all your emotions, all your anger, all your love, all your hate, and push it way down here into the pit of your stomach, and then let it explode like a reactor.
If you're not a ghost, you can practice this at home as well. Patrick tried to kick the can, but he's a ghost, so his foot just went right through it. He's focusing on the can. Will Patrick kick the can? He did it! He kicked the can!
Way to go, kid! I did it!
Way to go!
Now he's poking at a shoe on top of the trash can.
From your gut, like I told you.
He's trying to poke it with two fingers. But they just go right through the shoe.
What else have you got?
He did it! After his third try.
How long have you been here?
Well, I've got another call.
Since they pushed me.
Hello, caller.
Someone pushed you? Yeah, someone pushed me.
Hello?
What, you don't believe
hello,
me?
Hello, caller.
You think I fell?
Hello.
You think I jumped?
I wanted to call and say that it was very disturbed by the news of Demi Moore and her whippet addiction.
Yes, it's very tragic. Very, very tragic. Have you
and with Patrick Swayze, his death, I wonder if the movie has an omen, if Ghost has a bad sign under it. If we can expect Whoopi Goldberg to maybe fall off of a cliff or something this year.
Yes. You never know. I think it's about time. It's about time. How do you think Whoopi will kick the bucket? Because she's not doing the whippets. What does she do that will make her become a ghost?
I think that there's a link between Whoopi and Whippet that perhaps nobody has looked into.
Yes, I think you might be right, caller. Because I remember the scene where Whoopi and Demi, they were making out.
Yes. I remember that scene.
That's a very powerful scene in the movie.
I think it's safe to say that is one of the most, or I'll go ahead and say it, it's the most powerful scene in cinema history.
Yes. 1990, that's where it's at. 1990. Where were you, caller, in 1990 when this movie came out?
In 1990, I believe I was in somewhere in South America looking for my parents.
Yes. And did you happen to watch the movie Ghost?
Yes, I stepped into a cinema in Brazil, and I saw, it was extraordinary because I saw the movie and it was dubbed not in Spanish or in Portuguese, but in some other language that is very alien to me still, and I have spent years trying to find out what that language was. There was a lot of guttural sounds coming from the dub actor's voice, and there was a lot of clicks and screeches, and to this day I need to find what that language was.
That sounds beautiful. Oh my. beautiful. Dollar.
Yes.
Which is your favorite scene from the movie? And I will try to have someone play it.
I think a lot of people like the pottery scene.
Yes.
I find very...
It's truly
suggestive, but it's not the most powerful scene to me. I think my favorite scene is when Hoopy says ditto to Demi.
Yes, yes. That coin...
In that moment, Demi Moore knows that Sam is speaking to her, to Hoopy.
Yes, that was a very memorable scene. People need to express their love by saying ditto more often.
Yes, and they had a very powerful way of expressing their love. Their love was so powerful that Sam could not say, I love you back.
Yes.
Very masculine for him just to say ditto. And you know that he is the aggressor, the dominant male who will crush her with his love.
Yes, a thruster with his ditto.
Ditto. What a wonderful motto for the 90s. Ditto.
Yes. Ditto. Ditto. What do people say now?
When they say, I love you?
Yes.
I think people are more just gestural now. I think I've heard of this dance where teenagers in Brazil, I think, possibly, where the male climbs up a ladder and two, the female, lies down on the dance floor. And the male jumps off the ladder and slams into the female.
Yes.
That's how people express love.
So Connor, are you saying that crumping is the new form of loving?
Yes.
I see. Do you think it's love or just lust? And is there a difference?
I think lust is a very animal feeling. Males and females are the feel when they are feeling mating season come along. And love is that, but also an emotional attachment to one that one is procreating with.
Yes. And then they turn into the ghost. Color, will you watch the scene with me?
Yes.
I think it's a very powerful scene.
Oh, good, good.
Demi has just been given a penny from Patrick Swayze. He floated in the air, and she's crying for her love. That was amazing.
It's so sad. She's crying. Some part of her know that she will fall in love with Bruce Willis and then Ashton Kutcher and then Whippets.
Yes, what a crazy combination. Bruce Willis, Ashton Kutcher, and then Whippets. What's next? What do you do after Whippets?
I think she's devolving. She's beginning a downward spiral. very much like Tiger Woods. I hope it does not come to that.
Yes.
I hope somebody stops her before she takes a bat to somebody in an SUV.
I know. Or she has to put on gloves like O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yes. Yossi, my broker is on the other line. I will call you back immediately.
Thank you, caller. Look forward to sharing the whippets with you. Goodbye. Goodbye. If you have a favorite scene from the movie Ghost, or maybe you've seen the ghost of Patrick Swayze, or the train guy, almost Demi Moore, maybe you saw her when she was going into the seizures, you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237, and there were operations standing by. And now I would like us to look at the most hot moment in the Ghost movie. I think it was very advanced for its time. This is the scene where Demi and Whoopi Goldberg make out. It must have been very tough around that time period because nobody had come out of the closet yet. But here it goes. I play for you.
So, what do we do now?
Just wait.
They're waiting. Then they just called the police.
Is Sam here?
Sam?
I'm sitting beside her.
Patrick Swayze is sitting next to Demi.
Sam, can you feel me?
Demi is putting her hand up. And Patrick Swayze is trying to touch her.
If anything, if I could just touch you once more.
Says he wishes he was alive then so he could touch you.
This is very sensuous.
Okay, look. You can use me.
Huh. Use
this is it.
And use my body.
Use your body.
Just do it quick before I change my mind.
Whoopi is telling Patrick to enter her so that she can kiss Demi. With passion. Patrick enters Whoopi. Whoopi is opening her eyes. Or is it Patrick's eyes? He looks to Demi. And Whoopi takes Demi's hand. Her nails are painted red. Very nice. She caresses Demi's hand and starts looking at her chest up to her face. Demi closes her eyes and gets closer in to Whoopi with her mouth open. Then Whoopi strokes her face. Whoopi is caressing Demi's face. And Demi just caressing her face and we'll be silent. We're Patrick's. Supposedly. And he touches her. I hope he touches her. I don't know anymore. It's like a menage a trois. I don't know who is who. I can't tell it anymore. Maybe Whoopi has entered Danny. But she wants to be with Patrick. And now they are hugging. And Patrick or Whoopi wants to cry. And they're caressing each other in their arms. And Whoopi looks at Demi, and Demi won't open her eyes. And I think he's gonna reach out. He's holding her neck. Whoopi is holding Demi's neck. And he thrusts her again in a passionate hug and kisses her on the back of Demi's head. Somebody comes at the door.
Molly!
And Patrick, he was thrusted out of Whoopi. And they escape out the door. That was, I think, the most sexiest passionate love scene between two women in the 1990s. Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore. Tell me. You can call me. Tell me what your most beloved scene of the movie Ghost. 617-454-4237. Let us introduce Whoopi Goldberg in her scene as Old Maid Brown. We are at a palm reading store. And people, Patrick Swayze is walking in.
Because if you concentrate, we probably rouse. What's his name again?
Orlando.
Whoopi Goldberg Orlando, is a psycho.
Orlando, is there an Orlando here?
I'm here.
There's okay, many ghosts around her.
Excuse me, I'm Orlando. The line's over there.
Well, May, where'd all these ghosts come from? You can hear them, too?
Hear them? Can I hear them? I hear them in the morning. I hear them in the evening. They're coming into the shower. Sam, what the hell did you do to me? Did you tell every spook in the world you met about me? I got spooks from Jersey coming in here.
Jesus.
There's stuff going on you wouldn't believe. I don't even believe it.
It's amazing. You're really doing it.
Yes, I know.
How do you like
that? Can you please hurry this up?
Oh, chill out. Chill out.
Listen, I need your help again, Otome. There's something we need to do.
No, I'm not doing anything else with you, Sam. Look, you're holding on to a life that doesn't want you anymore. It doesn't want you. Give up the ghost.
Are you speaking to me?
Does it look like I'm speaking to you? You'll know when I'm talking to you. You're supposed to be concentrating, aren't you? Now, you want to try it? Thank you very much. Now, Sam, are you going to get out of here? Because I got work to do.
Uh-uh.
Fine, then stay there. Excuse me. Excuse me. You ready now? Let's do it.
Otome, listen, I got to talk to you now. I've got a plan. You see, I figured this thing out. There's something we can do. All we got to do is we can... Otome?
This ghost just entered into Whoopi?
Otome?
She's looking like she's gonna throw up.
Orlando, is that you?
Patricia, where you at? I can't hardly see.
Here. She's here.
In front of you. I'm right here.
Damn, baby, what you do to your hair?
Orlando, you like it? It's autumn sunrise.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
Get out of me, you son of a bitch!
So, I think
when you are ghost, do that to me again, Orlando?
You can enter into the living.
Barely move.
Now you should know better than that. Jumping in the bodies wipes you out.
Everybody out. What happened to Orlando? Where's the insurance policy? Are you deaf? I said everybody out. Everybody out. Get out. Get out.
It seems like when you die, people just want to know where you left all the money. That's all the living cares about. From the dead. Insurance policies. Buried treasures.
Get out.
Gold.
Fortune teller.
Who are you?
That's an interesting question. Why don't you tell me?
I think it's Willie.
Willie? Prospect Place, Willie?
Get out of here fast.
And there's a gunshot. But Willie, he could be Puerto Rican or European. It does not matter. But he's there.
Right. Little mate, we're in trouble, so you gotta help me.
Hey, we? Who's we? You already dead. Don't you understand? These people are trying to kill me.
Yeah, you're right, and they'll be back.
Why don't you just find a house to haunt, you know? Get some chains and rattle them or something.
Will you listen to me? I have a plan, and it will work. But you've got to get some of your fake IDs.
Forget it.
If you do this, they'll never bother you again, I promise.
Oh, I remember. She turns into a nun. We have another call. Hello, caller.
Yes, he's talking about Ghost City.
Yes, caller. Yes, have you seen and, ghosts?
Ghosts have always appeared to me when I was in very vulnerable situations in my life. And I'm wondering if that's the case with most other people's experiences with ghosts.
Yes, well, I know Whoopi Goldberg experiences it a lot in this, but I don't know about the others. You must be very special, caller, as well.
Ah.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Have you had ghosts enter you and take over your body, you say?
Oh, like an incubus or a succubus?
Or maybe it was a fly buzzing around your head and I guess on your neck, and it injects you with its soul.
Oh, that sounds like something that happened to me last summer at a barbecue.
Yes.
Something was flying around me and then bit me.
That could have been a mosquito, caller.
No, I think it was a ghost because I didn't see any mosquito. You know how when you think you were bit by a mosquito, you'll see a mosquito fly off and you can whack it. I didn't see anything.
No, yes, caller. It must have been a ghost. And have you made out with other people while a ghost takes over your body?
I haven't experienced anything like that, but I know somebody who has. She was part of this group that lived in a building. I think they all lived together in maybe one or two rooms. And suddenly in the middle of the night, he felt like pressure come over him, and he couldn't move. And then he felt like whispering in his ear. And she describes it as a ghost. And I think that happens a lot more often than people than people admit to, because it's kind of humiliating. You know, it's being violated by a ghost, and nobody wants to admit to that.
No, Color. Nobody wants to. Except
I would not like to be violated by ghosts.
No. But would you call it a violation? Or maybe just the borrowing of your body? Is that, you know, a violation? If they just need to maybe tell the loved ones where the insurance policy is? Or where they buried like their hidden treasure?
Do you think you could take an insurance policy out on a phantom limb?
Yes.
You know how Madonna has her lips insured for like $5 million? And Angelina Jolie has one leg insured for $5 million? And another leg insured for $5 million? Do you think you could get a phantom limb insured?
I think you could, Color. As long as you're willing to pay, the insurance will take your money away.
I love the idea of a phantom limb. I think we need more phantom limbs, even if you haven't had anything cut off. Because I often imagine that I have another arm.
Yes. Maybe you do, Color.
Maybe I do.
Do you walk around with three arm sweaters?
No, that would be something really great to wear, though.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure what part of the sweater I would want the arm to come out of.
Definitely, maybe...
Out of the center of the chest, where the solar plexus is, or maybe back towards the bottom of the spine. That would be a very helpful place.
Maybe, Connor, you might want to have an arm coming out of the belly button.
Or an arm out of another arm.
Yes, maybe your arm is super long and you need double the protection in the winter for your phantom arm.
That's wonderful. That's just wonderful.
Color, do you want to watch this clip with me?
Okay.
It's called Demi Finally Believes.
Why are you doing this to me? Do you hear me? Why are you doing this to me? I can't.
Whoopi Goldberg's at the door. And Demi just doesn't want to open it.
Tell her she's wearing the shirt that I spilt the margarita on.
And Patrick Swayze is telling Whoopi to tell her
Molly Sam says what to shirt tell you she's you're wearing. The shirt that he spilled the margarita on.
Oh.
And
what
earrings
he
gave you for Christmas.
And she's looking in disbelief. And Patrick is staring at her.
Don't you see? I'm not a fake. Not about
Whoopi's
this.
Whoopi's trying not to prove that she's a fake.
That's very bold of her.
Yes. And
Penny, quick.
Demi doesn't believe it.
Push a penny under the door now.
Push a penny under the
door.
Just do it.
I don't even carry pennies with me. Do you, Color? I see now the way Demi believes that Patrick Swayze is there is through this penny that Whoopi has slid through the door. And he is going to pry it up along the wall and give it to her.
And then does he get on top of her?
Yes, Color. And then they have a makeout session. Because Demi realizes that Whoopi is Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
What a great movie.
And Demi cries.
I think that movie speaks a lot more to people today than it did back then.
Yes, it was ahead of its time.
There's a spiritual vacuum going on today that I think could be addressed by a lot of the issues raised in that movie.
Yes. Like, how do you turn yourself into a light body before the date December 21st, 2012.
Yes, and how to make out with your stranger friend.
Yes. Just pretend that you're possessed by a ghost that they love, and you can make out with them.
Yeah, more people should be open to being, to let their bodies to possess.
Yes.
That's not very common these days anymore.
No, God.
I think it has something to do with cell phones.
Yes. Cell phone is on the zombie movies, because people think when you're possessed, you're just a mindless zombie, but that's not the case.
Or you're just waiting for a phone call.
Yes. They need to just watch Ghosts again and realize that they too can be possessed by Patrick Swayze. Like, that's the best pickup line ever. You just say, Patrick Swayze is inside of me. Do you want to make out? Who doesn't want to make out with Patrick Swayze?
I would rather make out with Whoopi Goldberg, but that's just me.
Yes, well, maybe she'll end up being a ghost this year, and you can't make up with her.
That would be great. That would be great. Well, Yossi, thank you very much. This has been a very enlightening conversation, and I do hope that we're able to talk again soon.
Thank you, Color. May the ghost be with you.
May the ghost be with you. You.
Is Patrick Swayze lurking around? And when you die and turn into a ghost, whose body are you going to possess? I have another call. Hello, Color.
Yaffin?
Yes, Color, how are you today?
Yaffin, you remember my voice?
Yes, Color, how could I could forget it?
Can you guess what I'm wearing, Yossi?
Yes, Color. Yes. And, what's your favorite scene in Ghosts?
Yes, your favorite scene is the one I imagine you and I sharing together.
Yes. Is that the part with Demi and Whoopi? Or is it that part?
Imagine your mustache so very lightly touching the back of my neck.
Yes, Color. Make sure that's not a fly.
I would most be loving fly. Yes, you devil.
Yes, Color. It's like when they're making the pottery together.
Oh, Yossi. And then I like to imagine your black hair just lightly caressing my back.
Yes. Color, would you like to watch the final scene in Ghost with me?
Your favorite scene, Yossi. There's so many to choose from, isn't there?
Yes, Connor.
So my favorite one, Yossi, is that last moment in the film where Patrick Swayze looks back at Demi Moore and he turns into light. He turns into particles of light. Like a flock of moths.
Yes, Connor, I shall play that for you.
Listen to the sky.
Yes, Patrick shines with the angels falling down on him.
Sophie, you gotta die.
Thank you, Color. I will play this scene for you. As Patrick looks up into the light, He wants to be a light body. Yet he does not want to be torn away from his love, Demi. Patrick is looking sad as he looks down on Demi, but is happy that he can finally be a light body. And he bends down and Demi finally sees him, and he goes in and he kisses her on the lips. There's no reason for Whoopi to be here, because Demi can finally see Patrick. And they kiss, and Demi, she looks like she's gonna cry. And they look at each other.
Ti aspettano, Sam.
Whoopi say, you better get going, Sam. This might be in that foreign language that the other caller saw in.
Mi mancherai. Tua madre sarà fiera di te. Anche tu mi mancherai.
Mi sembra viaggio.
Addio, da me. Addio, Sam.
Addio. And Sam, Demi gets up and she starts crying. And Sam goes up to her. And she takes a breath. For Sam.
Ti amo, Molly.
My love.
Ti ho sempre amata tanto.
I'll always love you. And Demi says.
Idem.
Ditto. And Sam touches her on the face. But for real. And she cries. And Sam steps back.
È meraviglioso, Molly. L'amore che hai dentro. Portalo con te.
Exactly. Don't cry, Demi. This is your last goodbye. And Sam turns and walks towards the light. And Demi cries.
Joe.
And says, Joe. And Sam walks into the light.
Say something.